Hey, parents. Are you starting to think about summertime? Are you starting to think about the transition into summertime? What about the ideas of what you would like to do when school gets out? That is what we're going to talk about today. How is it that you can build yourself a way towards success when you think about what you want to do this summer?
Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist and you wonder, what do they do and how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned, because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee, along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play.
Hey parents, it is April, and now we're going to resume doing solo episodes with me, taking turns with guest episodes. And I want to dig into a topic that I know that parents are thinking about now a lot, and that is the looking forward to summer, and then what do we do to help our kiddos? What do we do to help them with transitions, to not lose ground with their schoolwork? How do we make a schedule and a plan and have joy? Well, today's episode is going to be about introspection time, and that would be for you to think about what it is that you want for the summer. And before we get into this topic, I want to remind you that you can join the Language of Play newsletter by clicking in the show notes for this episode. Also, you can click to sign up for 21 days of insights, days of encouragement that'll come into your email every day for 21 days for free. And then those of you that would like more direct help for you and your kiddos, contact me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com and we can discuss how I can help you. As always, please leave a review and your comments. I love to hear from my listeners. It gives me hope and courage and excitement every time I hear from you. Now, let's get into today's show. All right, here we are. I am going to do my first solo episode on video. Video is kind of weird for me, but here goes. You are here to think about summertime. You're thinking about what is going to be my scope in summer and how can I prepare for summer in a way that really helps my kids. So I teased it apart into different things that we can do, and I'm going to give you your first task today. And that task is to prepare your goals. Now, there's 3 kinds of goals that I want you to prepare. One of them is going to be your family goals. What is it that you want for your family this summer? And the second thing is going to be yourself. What do you want for yourself? And the third thing is going to be, what do you want for your kids? This is the only place we're going to start. And don't talk to anybody about it. I want you to get inside of yourself and really think, what is it that I want? So what is it that you really want this summer to be? School is going to let out. We know there's going to be a transition time. We'll talk about transitions later. We know that your kids have ideas in their mind on what they want for summer. We'll talk about their ideas later. But the first thing to do before you even talk to a spouse is think about, what are your hopes for this summer? So I'm going to give a few examples, and your homework is going to be to just get a notebook. Go get yourself a blank notebook. And over the next few weeks, we're going to have just a notebook session time. So what I want you to do is think about, and we'll just do it in this order. Not that the order matters. And as you're doing your notebook, you can do family, self, and kids, and jump around the way, however your brain jumps around. I know that mine never works linear. I wish it did, but it doesn't. Anyway, I'm going to talk about it as linear as I am able. So when we think about our family goals, some of the family goals that you might have is, I want to take a trip, or I want to have an actual vacation. Maybe it's going to be a trip like a cruise. Maybe it's going to be a beautiful trip to a big state park like Glacier or Yellowstone or something like that. Maybe it's going to be a camping trip and you really want to get a wilderness experience. Maybe it's going to, well, there's an alarm on my phone. I didn't silence it. Sorry, folks. Now it's silenced. And maybe it's going to be something like just that you want rest. Maybe you need some peace. Maybe you need some relaxation time. And so I want you to think about your family in the sense of, do you want this for your family? Maybe you realize that the family has been going so fast with the school and the activities with school and all the things. And maybe your dream is that family gets rest. It doesn't matter what the dreams are. I want you to start in your notebook writing what's important to you. What would be your goal for the family? Maybe it's going to be connection, conversation, communicate with each other, because you've just been doing daily do types of things. All right, move on to yourself. And I actually just mentioned that because I got distracted by my alarm. Think about what it is that you want for yourself. Often for me, as my kids were younger, about April, which is when I'm actually recording this, I would have all these visions about how summer is going to be great. But come June, all I wanted to do was sleep. I was so tired. I worked in the school and my kids were at the school and I was a single mom. And so it was this snowball of activities for both kids and me all the way to the end of the school year. So it was really hard by the time school or summer started to have fun with summer. I needed the sleep first. Maybe that's the position you're in right now. And if that is okay. So I want you to think about what goal you would actually have for yourself. Maybe it is some rest. Maybe you want to read some books in a hammock. Maybe you've wanted to learn a second language. Maybe you want some time away by yourself, like go to a cabin for a weekend or even a week. What would be your big dreams and what would be your smaller dreams? Write it all down. Nothing is actually out of bounds when you're writing it down. Think of this as like a brainstorming session. Nothing is out of bounds. And this isn't a commitment page. This is an idea page. So maybe one of the things that you want to do is you want to tackle that garage and you want to clean it, or maybe your bedroom. And maybe that's going to be a family goal, or maybe it's going to be a you goal. Think about how you would like to conduct that activity. And then the third thing is think about, what do you want for your kids? What are your goals for your kids? Do you want them to learn to read better? Do you want them to not lose progress? Maybe what you want for your kids is that they make friends. Maybe you want them to improve their fitness. Maybe you want to focus on teaching them how to garden or how to play the piano. Or maybe you've got ideas around them experiencing wilderness, them experiencing wildlife. Whatever it is, it's all good. And they have the lifetime to do different things at different times. I want you to consider what you would want for your kids. Now, the temptation here for many parents is to go to the kids to find out what the kids want. Don't do that. This exercise right now is for you to think deeply about you and what it is that you would love to see for your family, for yourself, and for your kids. Don't talk to anybody. Just talk to yourself. And you will get a good starting blocks. Now, on the next episode, we're going to dig in to each of these areas so that we can unpack them much better than I just spit out ideas at you right now. So enjoy that, and we'll see you later.
Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review, and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.